The workplace has become more demanding than ever. Piles of administrative work, after-work socials, and networking events on top of already tight deadlines means that workers are more susceptible to burning out. But employers are not necessarily all hands on deck when it comes to effectively dealing with employee mental health and well-being. Dr. Michael Leiter, a leading professor of psychology at Deakin University, says the intensity and expectations of today's office means that workers can sometimes carry this stress home, unable to recover their energy. And this is a condition known as burnout.
The jobs that are available now are fairly sophisticated in terms of the skills and energy and creativity. And then that's combined with the fact that the technology also has taken away the boundaries between being at work and not being at work. And in a way, there are opportunities to be more autonomous, and that there's also a lot of procedures really monitor how people are working so that you're not really feeling like you're on your own, you're sort of being watched all the time or monitored in a way that really constrains what you do.
Dr. Leiter says burnout is more than just feeling exhausted. It's that combined with losing interest in what you're actually doing and feeling generally discouraged about your work. He says this all comes down to your relationship with people at work, your pace and energy, your sense of belonging, and your agency. When workplaces overlook the importance of these factors, their workers are at risk of burning out without even realizing. Matthew Dempsey, who works in the engineering industry, remembers the casual yet alarming way one of his co-workers described her well-being earlier this year.
One of the things that she said to me that stood out was, she said, my well-being is about a 2 out of 10 at the moment. So I think she was like very aware that she wasn't well, but was sort of unsure how to go about making it better.
Luckily for him, Matthew says he's able to separate work from home, but these comments did shine light on just how prevalent feelings of stress and anxiety were at work, even if they were rarely acknowledged. So he decided to investigate, but found the conversation around mental health and well-being not an easy one to have.
A lot of people kind of thought it was a bit of a joke. They thought it was just really like airy-fairy, this isn't going to help me, like you just want to provide everyone with fruit bowls and make them do yoga and make them say that they feel good.
He says the old-fashioned nature of his industry, where workers are told to toughen up and soldier on, meant that a study on well-being had to be framed in economic terms in order to be understood.
We had to frame it as though improving well-being meant improved productivity, which meant improved profitability, rather than just because it's an essential thing to make sure that your workers have a like high sense of well-being.
Dr. Leiter says simply telling workers to be resilient isn't enough to prevent the effects of burnout. Instead, he believes employers need to pay special attention to how people interact at work in order to improve engagement and productivity.
Doing really intense work uses up energy, and that's fine, that's what you're there for. But also having a really unpleasant social interaction with somebody, that eats up even more energy because it's emotional, it's draining, it's really upsetting, and then it interferes with getting your energy back because you're obsessing about that at 3 in the morning about what I should have said.
There's also a need to make mental health resources known and actually encouraging workers to access these resources.
The company actually had processes in place for assistance if you needed them, but it wasn't really advertised. So it's not until there was a problem did you find out that these resources existed.
It really takes an ongoing and concerted effort to have both the organization management initiatives combined with individuals taking action on their own so that people are learning how to manage their energy better at work or able to tweak their jobs a bit so that they're spending more time doing what they think is truly productive.
The ongoing stigma of mental health and well-being can only be dealt with if workers in their workplaces see and treat it as something worth dealing with.
My thinking would be that people are generally open to talking about them, and the stigma only exists until, well, if you don't talk about it. Then when you do, you realise that people aren't strange about it at all.
This work environment is a crucial place where people spend a lot of their time and also are looking to make some of the more significant accomplishments in their life, and that has a large emotional tone to it. You have to have enough flexibility that people can find the path of fulfillment at work.
Vi Hoang, 2SER Radio.